Good morning. I want to say welcome to each one of you. And I'm just going to start out. I know it's been said, I think three times already. But I'm just going to start out and say the same thing again. Thank y'all. This week, with everything that was taking place with the funeral plans and everything, and I was kind of out around the grave and running here and there, and there was always somebody to help. The lawn got mowed, just different things that needed done, and everything just got done, and I just wanted to say thank y'all. Y'all are great, and it was a privilege to be able to work with each one of you through that, and we got done, and I said, I don't know, I don't think it could ask for anything better, so just thank you again. Dawson, you about started. I got a little worried when Dawson said his reference this morning. I said, oh my goodness, here we go. He's running right into my area. And he was a couple chapters down. And then he started talking about what he's going to talk about. And I was like, oh my goodness, he's getting mighty close again. But I found myself this week, I think it was Wednesday morning. It was Wednesday or Thursday morning. I can't remember which one it was for sure. I woke up. And I don't know why, but I woke up. And the words that were on my mind were, Enoch walked with God. Now, if anybody read about Enoch, there's a whole lot to read about. There's only about two verses and a little bit in Hebrews. But there's not a whole lot about Enoch. But that's one thing we knew about Enoch, that he walked with God. And that's been on my mind kind of all week. And Dawson gets up and says, he's going to talk about Noah. And I said, well, I know it says that about Noah too. And it's, sure enough, he says Noah walked with God. But this week, I woke up, and that those were on my mind, and it was about 3 weeks ago, Calvin, that we talked about it. Calvin and I talked about just the joy and the peace of living here on this earth, you know, and we were just talking about, you know, our society and living in our society, you know, it's like, you know, yeah, we'll go to church on, we'll be church on Sunday, and then we're back to doing our own thing all week, or, you know, or maybe just once, you know, just maybe Easter we'll show up to church, and the rest of it, you know, we'll spend a little bit of time with God, and the rest of it, we're on our own. And Calvin and I were talking about it, you know, just the fact of the peace and joy that we have even in our walk here on earth. And I asked him the question. I said, well, how if I can't enjoy joy walking and being with God here on earth, how is it going to switch when I get to heaven? And then this week, and I think Susie was one of those that we saw, that she had joy of walking with God on this earth, and she just gets to be with God now in person. Sam preached in his message at the funeral. He preached in his message about, and those of us that have loved ones that have gone on before, when somebody passes away pretty quick, we're like, we think about heaven, and we think about that loved one that's gone before and what they're doing. And about a month ago here, I was setting a building, and there was a man that had, he was a Christian, and we were having a good time. He was trailing me around. I was setting the building. He was trailing me around everywhere I was going. He said, okay, just one more. And he said, I'll let you go. And I was like, it's okay. I said, we're enjoying this, you know, we're talking. But he told me a story of about somebody that had, I guess they would have been in a coma, and they had seen heaven, and she went to heaven, and the angels told her to walk around and look. And she was walking around looking, and she looked in this room, and she said if she would walk into the room, the music would come on. It was the music she loved. And then she would step out, and it would go back to this other music. And then she stepped up to one door, and she heard children laughing, and she said she went to open the door, and the angel said, you can't go in there. The Father's in there. Says, in with the children. And I was reminded of that when we talk about, you know, with what has happened with the funeral, and that's where my mind went, you know, with my mom. I'm like, is she sitting there with Jesus and the children? But my mind is, as I went on thinking the rest of the week about Enoch walked with God. I guess the title for what I'm going to talk about this morning is God Wants to Walk with You. God Wants to Walk with Me. If you want to turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 3 and verse 8. And we'll go back to a little bit more about Enoch in just a little bit. But this is the creation. God had created man. And it says, in verse 8, "And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord called to the man and said to him, 'Where are you?' And he said, 'I heard the voice of you walking in the garden, and I was afraid. Because I was naked, I hid myself.' He said, 'Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you not to eat?'" And then it goes on, and the man and the woman and Satan, how they had all taken the fruit, suggests God come walking in the garden. It appears like it would not have been the first time. God has come walked in the garden. He walked with man. God desired to walk and share companionship with mankind. However, man chose to seek their own desires and separated that walk that they could have. After this scripture here, we don't see a lot until Genesis chapter 4, verse 26, where it says, "At that time, people began to call on the name of the Lord." It was kind of a quiet time. We know of Abel. Abel was a righteous man. We know that. Doesn't say a lot else. And then Genesis 5, verse 22, "Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah." And then again in verse 24, "Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Like I said earlier, we don't know a lot about Enoch. In Hebrews 11, 5 and 6, it says, By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found, because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those that seek them. Commentator said this, "God wasn't trying to impress us with Enoch's piety, but was saying, 'I love to walk with man.' And so he highlighted his example by taking him up to paradise to underscore how much he desires and values a daily walking relationship with each one of us." Genesis 17, 1-2. "When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, 'I am Almighty God. Walk before me and be blameless, and I will make a covenant between me and you and will multiply you exceedingly.'" Through the Old Testament, we see people who loved God throughout the Old Testament. We see Noah. Noah comes next after Enoch here. It wasn't there was a couple generations there, and Noah came. He walked with God, and there was numerous ones throughout the Old Testament that walked with God. God still wanted that companionship, and he still wanted to walk with man. And then we go on into the New Testament. God, through Jesus, walked among men and brought salvation to provide a way to restore us to him. John 1:14 says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as the begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." If you want, you can turn to Matthew 17. I'm going to read verses 1 through 8. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother, and led them up into the high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and have no fear. And when lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. It was impressive to walk with Jesus. At this time, with the transfiguration, everything was glorious. Peter was willing to just build a house there and stay right there. And sometimes in life, we find ourselves at a spot where it's really good, and we would love to just stay right there. But sometimes we have to come off of that spot and move on so God's glory and His plan can be fulfilled. When they came down from here, it wasn't real long until Jesus was crucified and rose again to complete the salvation, the plan of salvation by death and the resurrection, just as he had promised. Hebrews 12:2 says, Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, he sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. God, again, faithfully provided a way to connect with him. Now today, God, through his Spirit, walks with us. Again, he gives us a way that we can walk with him. John 14, verse 15 to 31. Says, If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me. You will see me, because I live. Because I live, you also will live. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not the world? Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things have I spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you into remembrance of what I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me. But I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. And he said, Rise, let us be going from here. Each one of us can have God walking with us by his Spirit living inside of us. John 15:12-15. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command me. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. Jesus went a closer relationship than calling servants. He called them friends, because a friend knows what the other friend is doing. if you were to go walking on the beach, I'm gonna pick on Curtis. If you went walking on the beach, you and Alyssa went walking. Do you walk together or do you walk in separate directions? I read that as a commentator said, when we go walking with someone, we walk beside them and we walk in the same direction. As we walk in the same direction, we learn to know that person better. As we walk with God, walking beside Him, going in the same direction that God wants us to go in, we learn God better. And He desires to go walking with us. I told you the story about the person in heaven. We did this as a family just the other week, or a couple weeks ago here, in our family time. So I had each of them just take a minute, and I said, think about what do you think heaven's going to be like? You know, best thing that you can think of. And after we thought about it a little bit, went around, talked about it, then we read the verse in 1 Corinthians 2:9. It says, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered in the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those that love Him." I missed the back up just a little bit. The one heading that I had, one was we walk with the Spirit in us now, and then the final one was forever with God. Someday we'll be taken and get, just like the ones that have gone before us, get to spend eternity with God, and we'll get to walk with Him again. God designed everything perfect and good. In Genesis 1, verse 31, He said, after He had created everything on the sixth day, He said it was very good. It's just a little bit after man messed it up, and man chose to go after his own desires, after what looked to him as good. But it has not changed what God desires. God still desires to walk with you and I and each person. He desires to walk with us. And so God has provided a way through the course of time. From that time that man fell, He has provided a way all the way till now for us to walk with Him and for Him to walk with us. First of all, He did through His prophets in the Old Testament, then Jesus came, and then He walks with us in spirit now. And there's a day coming that we will be able to walk with Him just like in the Garden of Eden. Everything will be perfect again. God has prepared a place that is perfect and better than we could ever imagine. Once again, for those that love Him and walk with Him, He has provided a way to restore what man has given up and messed up, and still gives us a choice of who we will serve. He still desires to walk with us, but also wants us to desire to walk with Him. And as I look out across here, and after this week, again, I see a group of people that desire to walk with God. And I'm encouraged by that. And so I guess this morning, as I share this, I just want to say, keep going. Be encouraged. Walk with God. And let Him walk with you. And someday, we'll get to spend time in eternity with something that is more beautiful than we can even think or imagine. Often when we think of heaven, we think of streets of gold, and I think of a city. When I think of streets of gold, and I'm like, yeah, that's not exactly what I would, think would be just the greatest, but you put me out in the middle of nowhere with a nice smooth road to ride on, and I'd be good, but we all have kind of our idea of what would just be great. And when I read that verse in 1 Corinthians 2:9, and I'm going to read it again. But as is written, eyes has not seen, nor ears heard, nor have entered in the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those that love Him. What my thinking might be of heaven just being great is so minute, I can't even start to think of it. And so I look forward to that time. There was a saying that said, trying to think how it goes here. I had it written down. I can't find it now. But it said something about intelligent men walked on the moon. Daring men walked on the ocean floor, but wise men walk with God. And so as you go through the week and continue to walk with God, I just want to be an encouragement to you to continue on. And there's many good things that we have here in this life, and there's many more good things coming. So may God bless you as you walk with Him and as you allow Him to walk beside you. You can stand and, oh, Calvin, do you have a song? All right, 599, the faith and praise. All right, let's pray. Thank you, God, for your love to mankind that you have shown to us ever since your creation. And God, we thank you that you want to walk beside us, and we thank you that you have walked beside us through life. And God, I just pray that as we go through this week and as we continue through life, that you would help us to lean into you and to learn how to walk with you like Enoch learned to walk with you. And God, someday we're looking forward to spending eternity with you. God, again, I just pray that you would bless each one this week as they go from here. May they find grace and peace as they walk with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. shall sow.